This week, AirTran filed documents with the federal government on how many jobs and flights it would add in Milwaukee if it succeeds in taking over Midwest Airlines. Midwest says the claims are unrealistic. It's just the latest move in a hostile courtship that has included court disputes, appeals to Midwest stockholders, and dueling news conferences. Midwest has rejected all of AirTran's efforts. But industry analyst Robert W. Mann Jr. says the factors that usually cause proposed airline mergers to fall apart are not yet present in this case.
The typical issues would either involve essentially being priced out of a transaction, which doesn't appear to be the case here, and I suppose the other factor is just, you know, cultural and fleet and systems sorts of incompatibilities, which, again, really don't apply here.
Mann also says he wouldn't expect the Justice Department to raise any antitrust concerns about a Midwest AirTran merger, but he acknowledges most members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation have expressed their dislike for the proposed deal. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.